Hi, this is Paul Rippey, and I'm here in Arusha, Tanzania with Alan Odera, who is the program manager for CARE Kenya's COSALO 2 project. I've known Alan and COSALO, both COSALO 1 and COSALO 2, for years, and I'm always impressed by their innovations and their new ideas. Alan, thanks for taking the time to talk.
You're welcome.
Alan, would you tell us a little bit about COSALO 2, and especially, I want to hear about your delivery systems.
Yeah, in COSALO 2, this is a follow-up program of COSALO 1, and we are implementing a savings group program that uses village savings and loan methodology. And we want to develop a national framework that will significantly impact on financial exclusion. And the program has got four components. The first component is to develop a national framework for scale, and then also we want to develop further the delivery channels that we tried out in COSALO 1. And then the third component is to develop the savings group methodology. And lastly, we are also doing a poverty measurement using the PPI.
Very good. And I remember COSALO 1 did very experimental, innovative things in the way they trained groups, because you didn't use care trainers, but you also didn't use village agents.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, we would want to refine the delivery channels. And one thing that we are trying in COSALO 2, we've reduced the amount of stipend by half that you are charging in COSALO 1, and this has worked pretty well. We've managed to, actually the project now is about 1.5 years old. We are having a year to go, and we've done $7 USD at the moment, and we hope it will go down as the program comes to an end.
Okay, there's just some things I want to make sure we explain for our listeners. When you say the stipend, what do you mean exactly?
A stipend means that we are using a model of village agents, and just to encourage outreach, more outreach within a short period, we are paying some small money commission on the amount, on the number of people that are recruited into the program. So this is a motivation.
So about how much money does each trainer make for forming a group?
So we are paying directly about $1.50 as a program, but we have a business model whereby the community also pays, and it composes of about 10% of the interest earned at share out.
Okay, so so CARE is paying them some, just a little bit, $1.50. That's per member, right?
Yes, per member.
And then they also get money from the groups at the share out.
Yes, they get money from the group depending on the interest that the group has earned. So we place it at 10%.
So the trainers are very, very motivated to have good groups.
Yes, this has increased the number of visits that are done by our delivery channels, and also CBTs are motivated to visit the group and see actually the groups perform well.
Yeah. So when you were talking about $7, you were talking about the cost per member.
Yes, this cost per member, or the program cost versus the number of people we have recruited into the program.
Okay, now, and I don't mind saying that I know CARE Kenya well, and that is that program cost includes all of the project costs. It's the entire budget, including overhead, transportation, vehicle purchase, computer purchase. Is that correct?
Yes, it does, plus all the consultancies that we do in the program.
Yeah, because I worked on COSALO 1, and that came out, as I recall, to about $8.50, right, cost per member?
Yes.
And that included even my expensive time and airplane tickets.
Yeah, it does.
Great. And so, but what is your target now? What do you want to get it down to?
In COSALO 2, we are targeting around 178,000 individuals, uh-huh. And we have already done about 117,000 individuals. And we are hoping to surpass this target because we are also trying other delivery channels that were not in the design, like encouraging already trained groups to train other groups.
How do you encourage them to do that? I love that idea.
Actually, we motivate them by just asking them that to share whatever benefits they've already gotten, they should share with their relatives.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's great. And then finally, though, could you tell us what you're finding in the Progress Out of Poverty study?
Yeah, currently the study is going on, and We have two areas where we are working. We are working in Marsabit and you are working in Nyanza. And most of them are the community in Marsabit seems to be very, very poor because they are scoring about 15 out of 100 marks. And wow. The people in Nyanza are scoring an average of around 40. So they still fall under the category of the people we target.
Yeah, wow. The PPI, the Progress Out of Poverty Index, is a tool developed by Grameen Foundation, I believe.
Yes.
And 15 out of 100 is very low.
Very, very low.
We saw some photographs today, actually, from the Marsabit region, and it was pretty clear that the people were not well off.
Yeah.
They weren't your people from Nairobi.
Actually, it is true, but we are still going on with the study, and we'll at the end we shall share the overall poverty measurement at the end of the project.
Alan, thank you so much. I just, again, like I say, it's always a pleasure to hear what CARE Kenya is doing, because you all keep thinking outside the box, and I don't mean the box of three locks. I mean, you're innovative. Thanks a lot.
Welcome. Thank you.
Maybe the biggest change will come when we don't have to change much at all. When maniacs holler, grow, 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 we can choose to be small. The key word may be little. We only have to change a little.